And I can very clearly identify this like 14, 15, 16 year old period where I was very lucky to encounter certain people who had a huge formative impact on my development. In that period, I feel like I needed good guidance. I needed good leaders. I didn't need, nor would I have in retrospect wanted someone to say, you decide what you want to do. I don't know. Maybe that's me being naive, but I really feel like at that point in time, I need someone to show me how to follow a good structure as opposed to invent my own. Hmm. What are your thoughts?
I think everyone's different. I think that certainly that approach is one that is probably a little bit more traditional. I mean, that's the way things are today, right? Like, people are saying, like, this is the class you have to take. This is the thing that you have
to... Well, I mean, but there's a difference between taking, say, 4 years of undergrad doing all the fucking bullshit. I mean, I finished and I got my degree from Princeton. Great and fantastic. And there are a lot of fucking retards who graduate from Princeton and every other Ivy League school. But people think I'm smart because I have that on my resume or whatever, which is silly, but that's the way it is. I think there's that, which is 4 years versus having a good, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I do think it's hard to go from like being born to being your own Obi-Wan Kenobi as opposed to having someone in between who really puts you in check when you're just being an arrogant prick as a 15-year-old, which perhaps it's not applicable to females. I can't speak to that because I'm not a woman, but like every 15-year-old dude thinks he knows everything about fucking everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you need like, you need an elder to just be like,
no,
that's
doubt.
Great. I'm glad you're confident, but like, let me show you how this shit actually works. And like, I'm going to push you to the breaking point and you don't think you can do it, but I think you can do it. So I'm going to push you even further. And I remember just having this particular mentor of mine, Mr. Buxton, who is an amazing, amazing, amazing guy. The CEO of Donors Choose, for instance, and founder of Donors Choose. I mean, you look at my wrestling team and you can telescope them out to these amazing outcomes, and all of them, without exception, in my experience so far, I attribute it back to Mr. Buxton being a fucking like brilliant hard ass in wrestling. Like he would not, you thought you could give 7. He'd be like, no, 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 you can give 10. And he would just push you to the breaking point. And that was just like whenever I face anything that is difficult in my life, I look back on my experience when I was high school and it's like, all right, is this harder than what Mr. Buxton pushed me to do? No, it isn't. Therefore, I can do it.
I think there's something to be said about like choosing your own path, but I think that once you've chosen that path, there's I agree that like you can. There's no reason why you can't have a hard ass under that particular like vertical of whatever you've chosen, right? Like if you say, okay, I want to get into computer science, like you can have a badass, like hard ass in computer science that like drives you to be the best, right? Like I feel the same way. Like I have a trainer at the gym, and why? Because I'll push myself to a freaking 6 if I'm left to my own devices. If I go in with the trainer, I'm going 11 and walking out of there sore as hell and can barely limp back to my vehicle.